I had a Basketball Jones going on, so I had to call my old buddy Mad Dog from Lansing. Shasta is with us here taking over for Jop. What's his face? He's gone, so I don't think he'll be coming back, thanks to Shasta. But
I miss you, Mad Dog.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice speaking with you guys.
Yeah. Gosh, the last time I think we saw you was at the whole Black Lake, should we say, scenario?
Sturgeon Festival.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. That was an interesting weekend.
Perfect word.
We won't even we won't try and recap it, but I have pictures.
Well, you got testimony too.
Legal, and I'm the only one that remembers everything because I was the DD. So anyway, this is Mad Dog from Mad Dog on Sports. He's heard in the Lansing, Michigan market, and tell us your call letters.
First of all, I'm heard all over the world. And this, I'm heard on the Game 730 AM WVFN. The website is thegame730am.com. Let's roll. And DD, I'm Dave DeMarco, not you.
Okay. So anyway, he's still a mad dog, I can tell. Dude, you've been following the basketball second by second, so tell us how this weekend's playing out.
Well, this weekend's playing out like this. Kansas will play Oregon. That's how that's going to play out, because Oregon snuck by Michigan by 1 point, and Kansas is a really tough team. Michigan State found that out, and I think Oregon's going to find that out too. So I look at it like this. You're going to say that Wisconsin and all these other teams, I had Villanova winning it all. They got eliminated. They were a one seed. That's why they call it March Madness. North Carolina is a tough team. And that's who I like still to go all the way. But I will say this. No matter what day it is, March Madness, anything can happen. And that's why you play these games. You find out who can take people to the umpteenth. We found it last year with Middle Tennessee and Michigan State. Middle Tennessee eliminated Minnesota the first game. And that's why they call it March Madness. I don't know what else to tell you people.
It's maddening.
I mean, I like Kansas right now to go far, but I'm still going to go with North Carolina.
Well, you remember my bride. Her and I will be headed down to Gulf Shores as we do every year for Easter break. And, of course, we don't get to watch our Spartans, our Michigan State Spartans. But you're being heard out in New Jersey and all around the country now because we're on multiple platforms and stations. So your favorite team to win this then is who?
My favorite team to win this now is North Carolina, but I really believe Kansas will make a run. I mean, Josh Jackson, this is going to be it for him. Frank Mason, the third's tough. And, I mean, they are well coached. Bill Self is a guy that, you know, he's already won one. But Roy Williams has a few under his belt. But you look at some of these teams, you just don't know. I mean, really. I mean, if you're looking at going into the Final Four, all these teams can get it done. And that's, I guess, an ambiguous statement on a barbecue/sports show right now. But, you know, all these teams deserve to be there.
Hey, I have a Jayhawks jersey that I got last time I was out in Topeka doing an event. So, I'm well aware of the power of Kansas. Shasta has a question for you.
Well,
yes.
I just want to know when we're going to have another beer.
Well,
you know, he's an old married man now.
Yeah, that's okay.
My wife owns Mijo's Diner in Lansing, so maybe you guys will have to come down here and we can make our way up to the Sturgeon.
Oh, man. I think we'll need an Uber ride.
well, maybe. That could be done, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. But, you know, March Madness is great because spring training is wrapping up. The World Baseball Championship's done. America, Jim Leland got it done.
Yeah.
That means, you know, we're starting out with the Tigers. Everybody's, like, really excited about this. You have the two minor league parks up in Grand Rapids and Lansing getting all cranked up, so... You know, we're out of the depths of winter, and now we're starting to get into spring, and summer's June 21st. That'll be my third anniversary, as a matter of fact.
All right, buddy.
It's been a long time, so we'll have to do this again.
It's a short segment. I'm sorry, but I can't wait to have you back on, and maybe we'll come over to Lansing and drag you out for a night.
All right, you guys, take it easy. And Mr. Fongers, you're still the best. Take it easy, everybody.
See you
okay.
later.
That is Mad Dog Dave DeMarco. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grillin' Guys. Shasta from Old World Olive Company, you did a great job filling in for Jop. You're much easier on the chair than him. It's still elevated.
It's still elevated.
Yeah. And thanks to Mr. Fonger for producing. Thanks to all our affiliates for picking up our show and distributing this wonderful message. We'll see you next week.